Well, over the weekend, the race for the White House taking another dramatic turn. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, now saying it will examine certain emails linked to Hillary Clinton. Democrats, predictably, are crying foul, saying it's a clear attempt to influence voters. Let's take you live to Washington. Correspondent Simon Marks is working that story for us. Now, Simon, initially, if I'm not mistaken, the FBI said the investigation had cleared Hillary Clinton, or closed, at least, in July. What has changed in the months after that?
Well, what's changed, Jeremy, is the sudden discovery of this further cache of emails. 650,000 emails that the FBI found on electronic devices owned by one of Hillary Clinton's top aides, Huma Abedin, and her estranged husband, the disgraced former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner was the subject of a completely separate FBI investigation regarding allegations that he had exchanged text messages, inappropriate text messages, and pictures with an underage girl here in the United States. So the FBI was digging into that, and then discovered hundreds of thousands of emails that had been stored by Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner, thousands of which, we are told, came from ClintonEmail.com. That is the private email server that Hillary Clinton and her top aides used during Mrs. Clinton's time as Secretary of State. So, discovering that, the FBI director came out last Friday with that bombshell announcement that they'd found further emails, and they now needed to see whether they were, as he put it, pertinent to their earlier investigation. And that process is now underway. A warrant was obtained over the weekend. The FBI now beginning this massive process of going through hundreds of thousands of emails. And there's a real question here about how quickly they can do it. Is this task likely to be completed before Election Day, or is this going to be an investigation that not only clouds Hillary Clinton all the way to Election Day, but also perhaps beyond it?
And quite understandably, Simon, the Democrats are pointing fingers at the FBI. The allegation is they are trying to influence voters. Could that be true?
Well, not just influence voters, but the allegation is that the FBI director broke the law. There is a law on the statute books here called the Hatch Act, and it prohibits civil servants, of whom the FBI director is, of course, one, from taking any action likely to influence the outcome of an election. And the Democrats say, by making his bombshell announcement last Friday, that's exactly what James Comey, they note a Republican, was trying to do, put the thumb on the scale for Donald Trump. But put yourself in James Comey's shoes for a moment. He spent the last 3 or 4 months being excoriated by Republicans for failing to bring criminal charges against Hillary Clinton and her top aides for their handling of classified information. The Democrats were thrilled with that decision at the time. They thought that James Comey at the time was a model of legal probity. Then suddenly, thousands of emails they didn't know anything about are discovered. James Comey says, well, we need to have a look at some of those and see whether they are indeed pertinent to the decision that we made. And now suddenly the Democrats accuse him of acting as a Republican hatchet man, and it's the Republicans who are suddenly praising him as that model of legal probity. Whatever he did under these circumstances, he would have been the recipient of criticism from one side or the other.
And Simon, Donald Trump on his knees shouting manna from heaven?
Wow, it's euphoria. I mean, imagine it. Donald Trump, who behind the scenes could see the embers of his presidential hopes dying in the bonfire in front of him, suddenly finding an issue that allows him at least once again to dream of the possibility of becoming president of the United States. There's no guarantee that this announcement by the FBI or the investigation that's now underway is going to move a sufficient number of votes truly to give Donald Trump the opportunity to become America's next president. But the poll numbers are tightening, and even if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, that may not necessarily at the end of the day be a defeat for the Republicans. Because imagine a situation where Hillary Clinton makes history for two reasons. One, she becomes the first president of the United States who's a woman. But secondly, she becomes the first president of the United States elected while an FBI investigation into her behaviour is underway. She then gets sworn in next January. Perhaps that investigation is still underway then, and Republicans up in Congress, if they still control both the Senate and the House of Representatives, would be ready to tie her up in investigative knots from day one. Republicans then salivating at the prospect either of trying to get Donald Trump now over the finishing line and into the White House, or having Hillary Clinton in the White House very much under a Republican microscope, with the word impeachment being used three times before breakfast.
Boy, and we thought we had an interesting political day. Simon Marks with the very latest on the race for the White House, live for Newsnight in Washington.